I have a little bit of a long story, but I'll try to say it fast so that way it's not so long. But anyways, as is my unintentional custom, Saturday tends to be a day dedicating to getting a lot of hard projects finished. Well, and we had a very exciting one yesterday. About a week ago, I had found a very good deal on a truck on Craigslist. And it was listed Mechanics Special, which that's a particular label that really tends to grab my attention. Curiosity, I suppose. And I knew that Father Benedict doesn't particularly gravitate towards older vehicles, but that was okay for me because I knew that one of our seniors in high school over at the City of Mary was looking for a vehicle. So the only thing that was supposed to be wrong with it was the water pump. And now for a GM-made vehicle, as a Chevy, I've done the job before on a Suburban when I was basically broke down in my parents' driveway heading out last summer when we went to work on the new churches in Maine and New Hampshire. So the job only takes about 2 to 3 hours if the guys at Napa give you the right parts. So before the before-mentioned senior and I, we went out to go get it. Everything looked good that you would normally look at, and since it looked good, we brought it back to the church and we started working on it, and everything went like a breeze. We finished the job, started it up, and as soon as we started driving it, we noticed that there was still something wrong, and lo and behold, we found out that it was the transfer case. Basically, the transfer case goes after the transmission. You have the engine, starts with the power, and then it goes to the transmission, and then transfer case hooks onto the transmission. And so we're a little bit disappointed with that. So we got a quote on the job, and it was a good quote too, but comparatively speaking, that is. But it was $1,300, and this wasn't really going to work out at the moment because neither of us had that kind of money. I'm just a religious, and he's in high school. So we decided to try to do the job ourselves. We pulled it out, actually with no problem, with the help of a YouTube video. Those things are amazing. And then we started looking for another transfer case. Now, we're running into more problems. Spaldings, if you know Spaldings, I don't know if I like them or not that much, but they gave us a quote for $500 for a transfer case that had enough miles on it to be ready to die. And so we started looking on Craigslist, finally. And there was one on Craigslist. It was almost the same. The linkage was different. It has a electronic switch that turns it into four-wheel drive instead of the little lever on the floor. But it was $80, so we figured, well, and it looked the same. Well, we took ours with us. We tried it out, and we figured, well, it's worth a shot at this point. And it seemed that, as I was looking at it, that it seemed that the Blessed Mother was telling me this is the right one. I just remembered that. So we compared with it, and we bought it, brought it back. And it was kind of funny, too, because the guy's language was so bad. That wasn't even funny. But he must have had a good heart or something, or at least he was better than the guy that sold us the truck to begin with. And at least more honest. And so it's kind of funny how that worked out. So we got back with the help of a seminarian, and then my brother Isaac, we started taking them apart. The one that we removed was absolutely horrible. There were shavings all over inside, loose parts. It looked like a nightmare. And then we opened up the other one, hoping that we could switch the parts to make sure that it would work, and they were totally different. So after we'd opened that one, I started to become very, very uneasy. A very uncomfortable situation. Well, you imagine, first off, this wasn't supposed to take this long. You know, imagine going through my mind, what is Father Benedict thinking? What's he going to say? What are this kid's parents going to say when we threw him this far into the hole in debt with this thing? And so anyways, all this running through my mind, starting to get that panic feeling of, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? And so as yesterday we started, we figured, well, we better look for the right one, so we can get this done all the way. And so my brother and the before-mentioned senior, they went to go look for it at a couple pull-in saves, and what they found is that people do that for a living. You can get them for $65, but if they're there. And people, I think, pull them, and then they probably sell them later. So anyways, I was very, very confused now, and I should never have, and this is the whole reason for bringing up this story. I didn't even want to tell it for the sermon, but you'll probably see why. I said a little prayer, and it kind of seemed like I was supposed to say it, so, but after the story, I think you'll understand. And I should have never second-guessed what the Blessed Mother wanted us to do. Well, I didn't quite get the whole picture, I guess, and it was kind of funny how she went about making us understand that, yes, you keep going on with what you have. So they found absolutely nothing. And I was starting to feel terrible. They came back. I had no idea what to do, so we just started talking about it. And then all of a sudden, the kid whose vehicle we were fixing, he just said, well, how about let's just put back the $80 one in and just see if it works. And it was the only logical thing that we've heard all day long. So we figured, hey, we'll try it. And he could just use it in two-wheel drive, if nothing else, until he can save up the money to get the right part. And so it was the most comfortable idea for him. So we put it in there, and we started doing it, still extremely stressed out and worried. I could not believe that we actually got that thing back together the way it was supposed to be. And when we got it all installed and worked, worked out very, very well. No leaks and no problems. And it was really just in my face of how important it is to listen to the Blessed Virgin Mary when she points you in a certain direction, because she knows way better than we do, especially in spiritual matters. But also, even if you happen to ask her to work on silly things like cars. So just thinking along these lines too, we have the gospel today, and it was kind of shocking to me how well that fit in, was that a little while you shall see me, a little while you shall not see me. Sometimes we have to go through little trials like this to prove our love for God. And I just thought that was just tied in well with the story. But thinking along the lines of vehicles, and vehicles remind us of traveling, and St. Peter, in his epistle today, talks about how we are really just travelers in this world. When we travel in our cars, we think of a place that we want to go. It's our main place to go. And same thing with our spiritual life. And this is called heaven. When we travel in our cars, we also try to come up with the best possible route to get there. Well, when in our spiritual life, there really is only one path, Jesus Christ. And if you want to go, but if you want to go 50 plus over the speed limit, then there is going to Jesus through Mary. And we do have the month of May coming up, so what a wonderful time to be thinking about that. And don't worry, you might confuse people when they see you so overflowing with virtue, but you won't cause any accidents like you might do when you're speeding. When we travel in our cars in an unfamiliar area, we tend to use a map or maybe the more unreliable option, the GPS, so that we can get there. In our spiritual life, the Holy Ghost himself directs us through our Holy Mother, the Catholic Church. And if we listen to her and take her advice, then we know we'll get there for sure. So why is it important to have that traveler mentality when we are in this earthly life? Well, we are made to know, love, and serve God so we can be happy with him forever in heaven. And perfect happiness is not found on this earth, but the closest thing to it on this earth, I would say, in a sense, is knowing that you are on the road to find it in heaven, and that you are making a great distance or progress to get there. When we travel in our vehicles, we also know that we take great risks every day. We could really, we could be hit by anyone, especially the way people drive nowadays. People, you know, pulling out, not looking on their phones, whatever. And we could be seriously injured very, very easily. We could pop a tire, fly off the road. There are numberless ways to get into an accident. But we know this, and we acknowledge this, but we still drive around anyways because we have to. In our spiritual life, we also have a great risk. We have a whole eternity at stake. And although with our spiritual life, there are not really any accidents, they all actually are purposes. And so let us take with us the protection of the Blessed Virgin Mary. There is no spiritual car insurance, so to speak, better than to be entirely devoted to her. And after all, she does love you as a mother. So anyways, as we think of these things, let us remember that we are really pilgrims in a vale of tears, and so that we can be really happy, let us not let our hearts rest too much here, but always keep our real destination in mind, to be with God in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.